Hare Krishna. Before we start with the Adivas ceremony, I would really like to give you a little tune in. And please, there is space, please come and sit. Really, there are all the boys. You run away after the theater. An Adivas ceremony is traditionally held before the appearance day of a divine personality. Tomorrow will be the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and this evening the last thing which we do is to give the Lord an Adivas ceremony. We will present various auspicious items for the pleasure of Lord Nityananda during this time. In some temples they bring a cow inside and show the back of the cow to the Lord. Why the back of the cow? Because Lakshmi resides in the back, and that's why all the parts which come from the back of the cow are auspicious. Milk is there, cow urine is there, also cow dung is there, all auspicious because Lakshmi resides there. So this is shown to the deities, and many other auspicious items. I see here Tulsi Devi is shown, there will be sacred water, and whatever we can present the Lord with, we will do so. So during this Adivas ceremony, that the Lord will be shown these things.
Not Abhishek,
no? No, Adivas ceremony, not Abhishek. During this time, we need to request you to prepare yourself a little bit. Somehow, this festival has come under the motto of transformation. That's the decoration, and I believe transformation is in all genuine spiritual programs. We want to become better devotees or better human beings, at least. So by the way, everything came together, the decorations, the presentations, this thought-provoking and touching theater play. This subject matter of transformation is clearly before our eyes. But what may not be clear before our eyes is the subject of our own transformation. But do you understand? You can give a lecture about death, but you may not think about your own death. You can talk about the Holy Name, but you may not think about your own relationship to the Holy Name and how to move on in that. You can give very nice Krishna Katha, but you may not, while you hear, think, how does this concern me? You may miss the whole point. This Prabhupada has always, he said one time, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might miss it. Vyasa Puja, or this Nityananda's appearance day, is very clear, the messages are very clear, but you might miss it. The verses in the theater play about growing the creeper of devotion are very clear, and how it's the duty of all of us to see that the weeds which grow along with it have to be removed. It's very clear, but you might miss it. So we thought to give you a reminder of the festival which you can look at even when you are 90 years old and plus. We will do a little ceremony. No, ceremony is not the right word. I request you, while the Adivas ceremony goes on and the kirtans are sung, to really reflect a little bit about your life and see what could be your next step. And a realistic next step, and pray during the Adivas and later tomorrow during Nityananda's appearance day for the strength which you may require in order to actually put this next step in your life into practice. And at the end of the Adivas ceremony, we will offer something to the Lord. I cannot tell you what it is. And every one of you can then, after the ceremony is over and the pujaris will distribute that something from the altar, you can please come forward and take that surprise with you and put it in a place. It will be a nice, beautiful surprise as a reminder of your prayers, as a reminder of your insights which you have made. I want to end this and then we will start in seriousness. Yes. Prabhupada writes here about this transformation, something interesting. And there is a verse in the Bhagavatam which I wanted to find for you, but I can show you this tomorrow. He says, the devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, that is the Supreme Lord, in any of his features. The Prabhupada gives some names of the Lord. He can think of Narayan if he wants, of Krishna, of Rama, etc. All the different forms of the Lord by chanting Hare Krishna. This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practices meditation on the super soul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada here speaks about mindful chanting. No? The mind is very fickle. Therefore, it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. Then he gives an example. One example often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. This means you will be one of his associates in the spiritual world. You will be with him all this. Now, so this practice, how does a caterpillar become a butterfly? He's eager to do this and he thinks about it. So how will you go to Krishna? Well, you have to be eager to go to Krishna and think of Krishna by chanting his holy name, not absent-mindedly, but mindfully, no? Or in an absorbed way. So please remember what you have to do, sing and pray to Krishna, that he will give you the strength for your next step. You should identify a next step. Maybe it is by committing to render a service. Maybe it is by to help a devotee in need by being kind, forgiving, and encouraging to him. Maybe it is you will all, when you think about the next step, something will turn up in the screen of your mind. And then at the end, collect your reminder. You will smile when you collect it. But it is a surprise. I can't tell more. So have a wonderful Adivas ceremony. Lord Nityananda ki!
Jai!
Lord Nityananda ki!
Jai!
Lord Nityananda Rama ki!
Jai!